Hi guys, welcome to English Digest. It's Pat here.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to be talking about animals and particularly animal rescue of strays.
So, oh.
Do you have any pets, Stephanie? I'll ask first
off. I don't right now. Mm-hmm. I used to have a dog when I was growing up, so I love pets.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a pet?
Not in Taiwan. We've always had cats in my family in England. And one of them, I remember when I was a little boy, we had two cats called Thomas and Dibs. And Dibs had been rescued.
Oh.
I think we'd had Thomas before from a kitten, but Dibs, my parents went to a shelter and adopted him. So, yeah, and that's what this article's about, the idea of adopting and looking after stray animals that really need to go to a good home, which
good.
I think is a great idea. And as I've said, my family have done it, and I know other people who've done it, and it's a really kind thing to do.
I agree. I love animals. Okay, guys, we're going to get started by reading through the article, and then we'll be back to talk about it. A common sight around metropolitan or rural areas in Taiwan is stray dogs and cats roaming the streets looking for food, shelter, or affection. Many of these wandering animals were abandoned or born into this life of hardship. But that doesn't mean they have to die miserable, too. To relieve the situation, there are many animal rescue organizations worldwide, and more are springing up every year. Whether it's something as simple as giving food to helpless animals, or more heroic deeds like finding them a home and paying for necessary treatments or costly surgery, people out there are willing to help. One particular group in the United States named Pilots in Paws, PNP, has been saving animals' lives since 2008. Debbie Boyce and John Weyenberg, a sentimental animal-loving duo, created their pet project after saving a Florida dog's life. PNP is unique in that its volunteers are made up of rescuers and pilots. This amazing team locates animals in need and then flies them to an area where they can be taken care of or adopted into a warm home. Animal Rescue Team Taiwan, ART, is another great nonprofit organization committed to rescuing helpless animals. Joseph Nee founded ART in 1995, and he's still fighting for animal rights. He estimates that his group has saved more than 5,000 animal lives in Taiwan. ART even has an overseas adoption program to find good families in the U.S. for these homeless Taiwanese pets. A number of organizations like PNP and ART keep their doors open through donations. But if you're unable to help financially, you can ensure that your little critter at home is properly identified with a digital chip, vaccinated and neutered. That way, there'll be fewer stray animals in need of rescue.
So hi guys, that was our article. Okay, it's called From Animal Rescue, From Homeless to Happy. And it starts by saying a common sight around metropolitan or rural areas in Taiwan is stray dogs and cats roaming the streets. Okay. So a metropolitan area is a big city area. Metropolitan refers to usually the largest or most important city in the country. So places like Taipei, London, New York, mm-hmm. we would call metropolitan areas, whereas rural areas, of course, is the country.
Yeah, and out in the countryside.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And anywhere you go in Taiwan, you can see stray dogs and cats roaming the streets. So to roam is to move around without a real purpose or a direction. You're just moving in whichever direction you feel like or you hope will benefit you. So if you think of dinosaurs, for example, they often roamed around. No, not going anywhere in particular, just hunting, seeing what was there.
Hey, sometimes I roam around the streets of Taipei when I have free time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just walk around. I don't really have a destination. I just want to see what's in that particular neighborhood. We're talking about stray dogs and cats. If you're a stray animal, it means you don't have a home. Maybe you're lost, or maybe your owners dropped you off in a different
area of town because they wanted to get rid of you.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. So they're just wandering or roaming the streets looking for food, shelter, or affection. Shelter can be a countable noun. Here it's a non-count noun. It just means the state of being taken care of, you're being protected from danger, from bad weather. So these poor little stray animals are looking for a place to maybe spend their evening. Where are they going to sleep for the night? They're also looking for affection. Affection is when you show people that you really care about somebody. Maybe you give them a warm little hug or a little kiss. Affection is a great thing, and animals like to feel loved by their owners. That's important.
Yeah, I mean, this idea of abandoning pets is just, you know, it's just terrible.
I know. We
really shouldn't do that.
In
England, every year there was a famous phrase that would be played on TV at Christmas.
What?
Which was, a dog is for life, not just for Christmas.
Yeah!
For people who would kind of get their kids puppies. And then when the puppies grew up, the kids would be less interested.
Yeah.
So this was to remind people that, yes, it's a cute puppy and it's a good Christmas present. But, you know, that will become a dog. So
it's
you
a commitment.
Just,
you have to commit.
15 years of or whatever of owning a dog.
Yeah, to take care. Yeah, I totally agree.
So the article continues, many of these wandering animals were abandoned or born into this life of hardship. So if you're abandoned, that's what we've been talking about. You've been left alone. You've been left to look after yourself.
Yeah.
Possibly because, like we said, the owners don't want them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So animals could be abandoned. Houses could be abandoned if they're not safe to live in.
Cars.
Yeah, and in a famous fairy story, Hansel and Gretel, two children were abandoned in the forest by their parents because they couldn't afford to feed them. So,
Very sad. This is what has happened to these animals. They've been abandoned. Their owners have not wanted to take care of them anymore and drop them off somewhere and they don't know how to get back home. If you're born into a life of hardship, hardship just describes really difficult circumstances that are hard to handle. Sometimes it includes pain and suffering. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people don't have enough food to eat or they have lost their jobs. That's hardship. This is a non-count noun here, but you can also use it as a countable noun if someone has been through a lot of hardships in their lives. Well, these animals who are abandoned have to deal with some hard times. But just because they were born into this life, maybe they never had someone to take care of them, it doesn't mean they have to die miserable, too. You can help their lives be better.
Yeah, and we're going to look at a few examples of this. So to relieve the situation, so to relieve this problem of stray animals, there are many animal rescue organizations worldwide, and more are springing up every year. So to spring up means to appear very suddenly and in lots of places.
Mm-hmm.
So luckily, more of these organizations to look after stray animals are appearing in lots of different countries, and more people, I think, are becoming aware of the problem and wanting to do something to help. And that's why we say they're springing up. So one appears here and more appear here. You could also talk about flowers springing up in a garden, you know, in the spring.
Or weeds. The opposite of the flowers, right? Yeah, they just appear very suddenly. Maybe you're in an area where there are lots of new housing developments that are springing up every day. Seems like they're doing a lot of building sometimes. Whether it's something as simple as giving food to these helpless animals or more heroic deeds, like finding them a home or maybe paying for them to go visit the vet, the animal doctor, for some surgery. There are some really good people out there who are willing to help these little animals. Now, if you do something that's heroic, it means you're acting like a hero.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing something really courageous or brave. You're helping other people. Soldiers are often very heroic during battles. So there's some really good folks out there. Some of them actually bring the stray dogs and cats home with them.
Mm-hmm.
Others will take these animals they find who might be sick or injured, and they take them to the animal hospital or to the vet, the veterinarian, to look at them. Sometimes they even have to end up paying for some really expensive, or here's another word for expensive, costly Surgery is when a doctor performs some sort of operation on either an animal or a person, mm-hmm. of course.
Yeah, you could talk about heart surgery, brain surgery. Yep, just even cosmetic surgery, which is about appearance.
True. So a doctor will cut into someone's body to see what's wrong and fix up the parts that are not working well.
Mm. So now we move on to looking at a few examples of animal rescue groups. And one particular group in the United States named Pilots and Paws, okay, or PNP for short, has been saving animals' lives since 2008. Okay, so they are obviously really good people. And these people are Debbie Boyes and John Werenberg, and they are a sentimental animal-loving duo. Okay, a duo just means two people, mm-hmm. a pair. And the word sentimental kind of conveys that you have feelings of love and affection, sometimes kind of sadness or good memories, kind of we could also say nostalgic for mm-hmm. sort of longing for those days. But in this case, we're talking about feeling very tender about animals and feeling very sad about their situation. For example, you could say, I have a sentimental attachment to my old T-shirts. You know, maybe they've got holes in and maybe I should throw them out.
Yeah.
But I love those T-shirts. I've had them for years.
They
I think they're cool. Even if they're a bit faded and you can't see the designs on them very well anymore, you kind of feel very kind about them and you don't want to see anything bad happen to them.
Yeah, my mom, for some reason, saved her wedding gown for mm-hmm. sentimental reasons. You're never going to wear that dress again, right? She ended up passing it on to my sisters, but she saved it for sentimental reasons, not for practical reasons.
Mm.
So if you do something for sentimental reasons, it's more about your feelings. You feel some sort of affection or tenderness there instead of practical things that are logical.
Yeah, it's from the heart rather than the head.
That's right. Well, they're very sentimental and they love animals because we're describing them as an animal-loving duo. They created a pet project after saving a Florida dog's life. That was kind of their start into this new area mm-hmm. of life for them. We're going to talk more about PNP after we listen right now to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, my name is Jillian. 今天我们要来看的是第二单元关于 animal rescue, 动物救援。首先第一段课文就提到 a common sight around metropolitan or rural areas in Taiwan is stray dogs and cats roaming the streets looking for food, shelter, or affection. 句子中我们有看到 roam 这个动词本身有漫步、闲逛的意思。它就同等于另外一个动词 wander, W-A-N-D-E-R。而 wander 这个动词待会我们在下一句也会看到。我们先以 roam 再举一个例子。When traveling in the countryside, he enjoys roaming the streets of old towns. 在乡下旅游时他喜欢在老镇的街上闲逛。而 roam 这个动词加 ing 变成动名词形式时还有一个很特别的意思。就是指手机漫游。例如在国外我们要用手机打电话回台湾时，电信公司会向你收取一笔国际漫游费用，这时候的英文就称为 International Roaming Charges。接下来课文说 Many of these wandering animals were abandoned or born into this life of hardship。许多这些游荡的动物不是遭人遗弃，就是一出生就得过着这种艰苦的生活。我们在句子中有看到 hardship 这个字。一般来说，如果我们在单字当中看到字尾有 ship， 那么就可以判定它是个名词。例如 friendship 是指友谊或友情， scholarship 是指奖学金。而这里当中的 hardship， 依字面上来看，我们就可以知道它是关于困苦或是艰难的意思，就同等于 suffering。我们再举几个与 hardship 常搭配的动词片语。例如 bear hardship 就是忍受艰难， overcome hardship 克服艰难， undergo hardship 就是遭受艰难。而 hardship 这个字也可以用复数形来表示，我们以 undergo 这个动词造一个例子， They had undergone a lot of hardships before they became successful， 在成功之前他们吃了很多苦。接下来第二段提到世界各地有许多的动物救援组织， Whether it's something as simple as giving food to helpless animals, or more heroic deeds like finding them a home and paying for necessary treatments or costly surgery, people out there are willing to help. 无论是提供食物给无助的动物，或是为他们找到认养家庭，支付必要的治疗或昂贵的手术，都有人们愿意协助。这里我们看到连接词 whether 表示不管或是无论。whether 后面所引导的是一个副词子句，本句当中的副词子句就是以 whether A or B 来表示，用来修饰主要子句 people out there are willing to help。而 whether 子句放在句首时，必须用逗点与主要子句隔开。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi guys, welcome back. We're talking about animal rescue today. People who take in stray dogs, cats and other pets and look after them by giving them a home. And we've been talking about one group from the United States that does this. They're Pilots and Paws, or PNP. And PNP is unique in that its volunteers are made up of rescuers and pilots. So volunteer is somebody who works for no pay, so they're giving up their own time to do this. And they're both animal rescuers, and some of them are pilots, so they fly planes or helicopters. So it's not just a group of people, it's a group of people with some pretty useful skills.
Yeah. What's unique about them or very special, unlike other animal rescue groups and organizations, is that they do have people who save stray animals, but they also are able to fly airplanes and helicopters, probably airplanes in this case. Now, this amazing team locates animals in need. If you locate something, you find it. So they're finding animals in need. If you're in need, you require help from somebody to satisfy some sort of need. These animals need a home, and they need love, and they need some food. They need all of those things. Well, they locate them, they find them, and then they fly them to an area where they can be taken care of. Sometimes these animals are even adopted into a new home. If you're adopted, we use this term typically with children to talk about kids who have lost their parents. Maybe their parents have passed away, or their parents are in prison or jail or something and can't take care of them. Other adults will say, I will take care of them and will legally take these kids into their own home so that they are their new parents and they provide for them. So you can do this with animals as well, adopt animals.
Yeah, so that's one example, and we now move on to another one in Taiwan. Okay, they're called Animal Rescue Team Taiwan, ARTT, or as we'll say, ART. And they're another great non-profit organization committed to rescuing helpless animals. So a non-profit organization is a company or a business that is not run just to make money. Their idea is to help people, you know, achieve something for charity or for good purposes. This is not to say that they don't make some money, but the idea of the money is really just to cover their own costs. They're not doing it to make people rich, so all of their decisions will be based on trying to help people rather than how much money we can make out of it.
Yeah, usually with nonprofits, they'll take the money they do make and reinvest it back into the company. But they are very much committed in this group called ART to rescuing helpless animals. If you're committed to something, it means you're willing to spend your time, your energy, your talents to do something important to you. You're loyal to this particular group or cause. You're dedicated to it. A lot of parents are committed to raising their children to be successful adults. A lot of teachers are committed to their students. They are willing to spend a lot of their own time and energy to help their students. These folks at ART, or Animal Rescue Team Taiwan, want to really use their time and energy to rescue these very helpless animals.
So a man called Joseph Nee founded ART in 1995, and he's still fighting for animal rights. So here, animal rights is the, it's kind of things that will protect animals,
uh-huh.
that will make it laws that say humans can't abandon them, or, you know, humans can't just put them out on the streets, stuff like that. And by giving animals rights, you know, protecting them,
uh-huh.
it's going to help reduce this problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, he estimates that his group has saved more than 5,000 animal lives just here in Taiwan, which is a lot of animals. If you estimate something, you give a sort of a good guess at
yeah,
a number.
Maybe an educated mm-hmm. guess, we'd say.
Yeah, you have a general idea about the size of something or the value of something. It's not the exact number, but it's pretty darn close.
Mm-hmm.
I could say I estimate the distance from my apartment to this office is maybe a kilometer.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty close. So it's not exact, but that's a pretty good guess. Sometimes you'll hear people use the word guesstimate.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going to make a guesstimate.
Yes.
It's not a real word, but we use it.
It's a business word, really. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, so ART even has an overseas adoption program to find good families in the U.S. for these homeless Taiwanese pets. So that, of course, is another way to save these animals.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't get looked after in Taiwan, then we can send them over to America, where people want to have these pets and look after them.
Sure.
And I guess that's probably more likely to happen in the U.S., where people have a bit more space.
Yeah.
You know, they have bigger houses, yards, gardens, places for dogs and cats, that people here, where it's more common to live in an apartment, in a tall building,
mm-hmm.
where there's not really the space for those animals to really kind of live a good life. So I think it's quite a good arrangement for the pets.
You know, I really didn't realize that people had pets in their homes till I was older, because we had a yard, and I thought dogs and cats were outside animals. So I never knew that I was allergic to animals.
Oh, really?
No,
that's
especially cats.
That's an interesting discovery.
No, I realized that when I moved to New York City and people had cats in their apartment.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, the fur makes me sneeze. Yeah, we have more yards, just more land. And a lot of these animals, if they can, not cats so much, but dogs love to run.
Mm.
So this is a good idea. They sometimes will take some of these homeless pets overseas and find good families there for them. Now, a number of organizations like PNP and ART keep their doors open through donations. If you donate something, it means you're giving something because you're a nice person. You're giving it to somebody, and they're not giving you any money for it. You're mm-hmm. just giving it free.
Yeah, and this mm-hmm. phrase, keep their doors open, doesn't literally mean that's how they hold the door open and stop it from closing.
No.
It means that it keeps the business running.
True.
So the business can still open its doors and carry out business. So donations will help keep these organizations running.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if you're unable to help financially, so unable to help by giving money, by making a donation, you could ensure that your little critter at home is properly identified with a digital chip, vaccinated, and neutered. So quite a few complicated terms to look at here. We'll start with critter, which I believe is mostly a North American term.
We don't really use
this one in Britain.
Well, it's kind of informal. Mm. I would say it's used more down south, that critter.
Mm-hmm. It's like, an animal, isn't it?
Kind of like
usually
from Texas.
Small.
A critter, yeah, a critter could be a squirrel, a cat,
mm-hmm.
but smallish,
yeah.
Very smallish. But, yeah, it's informal. It's usually a small animal.
Mm-hmm.
I would say a skunk, a raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
Those are critters, you know. Yeah, it's kind of a cute word.
Mm. And so you need to, it says if you can't donate financially, so that means help out with money, you need to try and identify your animals with a digital chip.
Mm-hmm.
To identify something is to kind of show what it is and who it belongs to and so on. And you can do this by giving your animals digital chips, which mm-hmm. would usually go into their collars. So it'd be a digital chip, a small piece with some electronic data on it, that if people found it, they could read it and go, ah, okay, this animal is not a stray, it shouldn't go to a rescue home, I can bring it back to the person who owns it, because mm-hmm. its name and address and the owner are all recorded electronically on this digital chip.
True. If you vaccinate something, you can vaccinate people or animals, it means you're giving them some sort of a shot to prevent them from getting some sort of bad disease.
Mm.
So it protects them from getting sick in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So vaccination is the noun. To vaccinate is the verb. That's important to vaccinate your pet. Also, if you neuter a pet, it means you take them to the vet and they're no longer, they have an operation done to them and they're no longer able to have baby kitties or baby puppies.
Yeah. Now, this kind of in some ways might seem a little cruel that you just take that away from them. But the truth of it is, if you have cats that can have babies, they will often have babies with other local cats or worse, other stray cats in the neighborhood. And they'll do it two or three times, you know, twice a year or something. And suddenly you'll be just completely overrun with cats, which, you know, you can't take care of. And so a lot of animals become strays because these cats keep having babies if they're not neutered. So most people will have their pets, unless they're breeding them, they want to, and they'll control it very tightly. But most people just get them neutered, so they can't keep producing more.
True. Well, that's a good way to make sure that your own pet stays protected and doesn't become a stray itself.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, guys, we're going to listen once again to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to wrap up.
接着第三段提到, 美国有个名为飞行员与爪子的特别团体, This amazing team locates animals in need and then flies them to an area where they can be taken care of or adopted into a warm home. 这个了不起的团队, 他们会找出需要帮助的动物, 然后将它们空运到一个地方, 让它们可以受到照顾, 或是被认养到一个温暖的家。 句子中我们有看到locate这个动词, 第一个是指找出什么什么的位置, 这时候必须用主动来表示, 而locate我们也可以用被动句型来表示, be located 后面加介系词, 就表示位于什么什么的地方。 举例来说, The garden is located in a place with plenty of sunlight. 意思是说, 这座花园坐落在一个日照充足的地方。 而回到刚才的句子,我们还有看到一个adopt这个动词, 同样还有好几种用法。第一个是指收养或者是认养, 而adopt后面加上ed 变成形容词的时候就是指被收养的。例如, adopted son 就是指养子, 而adopted daughter 就是养女。动词adopt 还有另外一个意思, 就是指采用或者是采纳。我们举个例子, 如果我们要说, 这位固执的经理拒绝采纳他人的意见，那我们就可以说 The stubborn executive refused to adopt others' opinions. 接着第四段开头提到 Animal Rescue Team Taiwan, ART, is another great non-profit organization committed to rescuing helpless animals. 台湾动物紧急救援小组 是另一个致力于拯救无助动物的伟大非营利组织。 课文中的名词 organization 后面省略了 which is 只有保留过去分词 committed 这是形容词词句简化为分词片语的用法 再来我们还有看到 commit 这个动词 是承诺的意思 那么片语 be committed to 后面再加 ving 就表示致力于做什么事情 我们再举个例子 The organization is committed to promoting equal rights for women. 这个机构致力于促进女性的平等权利。最后一段提到, A number of organizations like PNP and ART keep their doors open through donations. 一些像PNP以及ART这样的机构仰赖大家的捐款。 这里我们看到一个片语, A number of, 它是一个不定数量形容词, 用来修饰后面的复数名词, 表示数量有一些, 而且一律必须搭配复数动词。 我们再举个例子, A number of workers are gathering in the street to protest against the government. 意思是说, 有一些工人聚集在街上向政府抗议。
Okay, so that is the end of today's article all about stray animals and the good people that go out of their way to rescue them. So it's definitely a cause that you can support either with money or even by volunteering to help out, okay? Or looking after your own pet if you have one. So this is for English Digest. This is Pat.
I'm Stephanie.
We'll see you next time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.